Father, we thank you as we decree and declare that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you that we decree and declare that we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare that we are victorious. We decree and declare that we are the healed of the Lord, that we are the royal priesthood. We are the holy nation. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of this your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships taking place even now. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now, O Lord, prosperity. We decree and declare the turnaround take place right now. We decree and declare the double portion happen this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We decree and declare favor around travel. Keep us in our coming and our going, O Lord. We decree and declare escalation and promotion over our lives. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We decree and declare money making money creative ideas this day. We decree and declare power, love, and a sound mind. We decree and declare God loads us daily with benefits. He is our salvation. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth even now. We decree and declare open doors and opportunities for this your people. And we decree and declare the pouring out of blessings that we have no room to receive. People of God, let's begin to pray over in the Holy Ghost. Let's bombard heaven in Jesus' name.
Yes.
La 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 la
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to your throne of grace with much thanksgiving, oh dear God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for increasing our faith, Lord God, for you said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, Lord God. We want to thank you for the testimonies that we shall have as we continue to be before your throne of grace, oh dear God. We want to thank you for the visions that you have given us, the wisdom, oh dear God, to write them upon tablets so that we can run and carry them so that they will be a correct message for the future, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for the prophets that went to Ghana, oh Father God. Most of all, a special anointing upon the Archbishop Ebonar Jordan, oh dear God, and leading lady Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, and everyone that traveled safely there with them, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name for the kings and queens over in Ghana, oh dear God, that they will hear a message, oh dear God, that they will be a remnant in the earth, oh Father God. We want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name, oh dear God, that they will shabak you in this season, oh Father God. We want to thank and praise your name, Lord God, that they will just blow the shofar in this season, oh dear God, that they will restore, they will repent in this season, oh Father God, so that they can turn from their wicked ways, oh Father God, that we shall all turn from our wicked ways and repent so that we can be reconciled back to you, oh Father God. And Lord God, we just ask that you continue to bless our leaders, oh dear God, that they will lead us in the right way that you have them to lead us, oh dear God. Change their mindsets, oh dear God, transform their mind, oh dear God, because Lord God, you said that you shall transform our minds daily, oh dear God, sometimes second by second, oh dear God. Lord God, we just ask that you continue to bless the marriages, oh Father God, that they will begin to just come together as one as you have committed them to be in covenantship with them, oh dear God. Lord God, we bless our children like never before. We give them a special anointing, oh dear God, that they will be wealth and creation, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for increasing their wisdom, their knowledge, oh dear God, so that it could be applicable in the earth, oh Father God. We thank and we praise your name for just having favor and mercy upon our lives, oh dear God, for blessing our families, Lord God. We thank and we praise your name for just being merciful, oh dear God. We thank you and we love you, Lord God. We thank you for the love you keep bestowing upon us, oh dear God, each and every second of the day, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to come to the bank so that we can withdraw, oh dear God, and without putting an extravagant amount of deposit, oh dear God. In your son Jesus' mighty name, we pray and give thee thanks. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you even now. We thank you for this new day even now, Father God. Father, what are our steps even now, Father God? Father God, allow your protective angels to be with all of us even now, even the prophets and master prophet and leading lady, Pastor Jordan, even in Ghana, even now, Father God. Father God, allow your will to be done even now, Father God. Father, protect our elders and our children even now, Father God. Father, Let no weapon formed against us prosper even now. Father, I want to thank you for your mercies. I want to thank you for peace even now. I want to thank you for joy even now, Father God. Allow joy to reign in our hearts and in our home even now, Father God. Give us peace of mind even now, Father God. Father God, allow your word to be our life even now, Father God. Allow us to step into your word even now, Father God. Father God, allow us to rest peacefully even now, Father God. Father, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in your mighty name. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you for this time, Father God, of gathering, and I bless your name. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, he shall set me up upon a rock. Father God, you are the rock that we all stand on, and we give your name the praise. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for salvation, and thank you for your grace and your mercy in this hour. Thank you for the hedge of protection around our lives and even in our homes, Father God, from Archbishop's home to even our sanctuaries, Father God. Thank you for the protection and the covering, Father God. Thank you for right mind and a sound mind in this hour. Thank you for our leaders, Father God, that you've assigned to us, Father God, that can teach us, guide us, and show us the way, God. I thank you for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. Thank you for her completeness and her wholeness, Father God. Thank you, God, even for Prophetess Alice Jackson in this hour. And any of the prophets who are normally here, Father God, just touch them and just even visit them, Father God, in their sleep and continue to give them peaceful rest, Father God. We thank you, God, for there is favor in our lives, Father God. Thank you for the favor in our housing situation. Thank you for favor in our networks, right networks, Father God. We decree and declare that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. We decree and declare any evil that is trying to get to us is sent back to them, Father God. Return to sender, God. Thank you for the peace and the minds of the hearts that may be broken or that might be even lonely, Father God, or heavy. Thank you for the peace that comes upon them in this hour. God, we thank you that we may be a blessing to anyone that we meet on the way, Father God, and they don't see us, but they see you, Christ, that lives within us, that our light might be shining brighter and brighter, Father God, that we may be an answer for them, leading them to you, God. I thank you for everybody assigned on this line, covering their households, Father God, standing in proxy for their family, for healing, Father God, right mind, and even financial favor, God, in this hour. We thank you because we trust you, God. We give your name the praise, and I love you. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for this is a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, I thank you for being the shepherd and leading me not into temptation, Father God, but delivering us from evil. I thank you, Father God, for being the shepherd, for we shall not want. I thank you, Father God, for supplying our every need, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for your grace is sufficient, Lord God. And I thank you for the things that you're doing in this world and in the ministry, Father God. And I pray right now, Lord, that your abundance comes forth, Lord God, and go on with the Archbishop and allow him to continue the work of the Lord and the ministry and the kingdom and helping to globalize the prophetic and ministering to those who need your word in this time, Lord God, where you said you shall give us a long drink, Lord God. We thank you for the deliverance, Lord God. We thank you for healing. I thank you, Father God, for completeness and wholeness in the body, Father God, of your people, Lord God. And I thank you for the things that you're doing in this season and in this world, bringing peace to those who are dealing with situations and disaster, Lord God. We thank you for rebuilding things, Lord God. I thank you for your favor, Lord God. I thank you for giving us the peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. I thank you for ordering our steps, Lord God, for as we seek ye first the kingdom of God, all of these things shall be added unto us, Father God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom that you're bringing forth, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for all of the things that you're doing for your people. We just thank you for the manifestation. We thank you for the new breath, the new birth, the newness, the next levels, the open doors, the opportunities, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for all of the things that you're doing for the sick and the shut-in, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for all of the things that you're going to demonstrate in the lives of your people, for you're raining down your glory, and you're giving us the victory, Lord God, for we shall win. We are more than a conqueror. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are the lenders and not the borrowers, Lord God. And I thank you for bringing forth that abundant life that your son Jesus came to give us, Lord God. I thank you for allowing us to walk into that wealthy place. I thank you, Lord God, for giving us the healing, Lord God, and the victory over any circumstance, Lord God, and just removing these things and eradicating these things by your son Jesus' power that he's done at the cross for us, Lord God. And I thank you for his unconditional love. I thank you for the saving that he's done for us, Lord God. I thank you for not giving us what it is that we deserve for the things that we've done, but dealing with us with your tender mercies and your grace, Lord God. And I thank you for your favor, Lord God. I thank you for having mercy upon us and just giving us and wrapping us in your unconditional love and your peace and your favor and just opening doors that no man can shut and bringing forth things that no one can take credit for. For it is our Father in heaven who art the name that has given us these things, Lord God. So we thank you for what we mind on earth shall be bound in heaven, Lord God. I thank you for those things that we are calling down, for bringing down the strongholds and just erecting the altars that are pleasing to you and erecting the sacrificial altar that is pleasing in your sight, Lord God, that's bringing forth that sweet aroma. And Lord God, I just give you all the praise, give you all the honor, and I give you all the glory. And I just thank you for what it is that you're doing in the lives of your believers as well as mine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let my whole being bless the Lord. Let everything inside me bless his holy name. Let my whole being bless the Lord and never forget all his good deeds. How God forgives all your sins, heals all your sickness, saves your life from the pit, crowns you with faithful love and compassion, and satisfies you with plenty of good things so that your youth is made fresh like an eagle's. The Lord works righteousness, does justice for all who are oppressed. God made his ways known to Moses, made his deeds known to the Israelites. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, very patient and full of faithful love. God won't always play the judge. He won't be angry forever. He doesn't deal with us according to our sin or repay us according to our wrongdoing, because as high as heaven is above the earth, that's how large God's faithful love is for those who honor him. And, Lord, I thank you right now for what you're doing. On behalf of Prophet Cynthia Dawson's health, I thank you, Lord, that she is perfect, whole, and complete. Lord, I thank you for the gathering of the prophets once again on this prayer line. I thank you for what you're doing on behalf of Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan's life, Lord, and their families as well. Thank you, Lord, for turning around the situation for those who may be oppressed. Thank you, Lord, for turning around the situations of those who may be experiencing civil unrest. Lord, let your mighty hand of favor work upon the lives of everyone on this prayer call, Lord. And I thank you for what you're doing supernaturally behind the scenes. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, put a protective hedge, a hedge of protection around Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and their team in Ghana, Africa. We plead the blood of Jesus over Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and their team in Ghana, Africa, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, for protection in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Hebrews 12, verse 24, in the Amplified Bible, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, uniting God and man to the sprinkled blood, which speaks of mercy, a better and nobler and more gracious message than the blood of Abel, which cried out for vengeance. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak protection, safety, perseverance, health, and wholeness for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and their team in Ghana, Africa. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Father God, thank you, Lord. We give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. We thank and praise your holy and wonderful and mighty name, O God. O God, we want to thank you, God, for being the way, the truth, and the life, that no man cometh unto the Father but by you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for watching over us as we sleep, oh God. And we thank you, God, for waking us up each and every day, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for this wonderful country in which we are privileged to live, God. We thank you, God, and inspire all your people to hold sacred to that glorious inheritance, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for helping us to hold our liberty in high esteem, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for relationship healing, oh God. We thank you, God, for letting us be above only, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, oh God. We thank you, God, for protecting us for travel through air, land, or sea, oh God. We thank you, God, for watching over us wherever we may be, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us home and back safe each and every day, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for protecting Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan and all the company of prophets that went on a journey with them to Africa, God. We thank you, God, for protecting them from accidents, oh God, and any harm to body or soul, God. We thank you, God, for supporting them with your grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord, because any time of trouble, you know, that you come in their way, in their behalf, oh God. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection, God. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children and loved ones and family, oh God. And oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your healing power, God. We thank you, God, for healing your people from the top of their crown to the bottom of the sole of their feet, God. And God, we thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, God. God, we thank you, God, for your love. And we thank you, God, for elevation. We thank you, Lord, for boldness, God, in your precious name, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, God, that you are a friend that sticks closer than a brother, God. And we thank you, Lord, of your love, that no love is greater than yours, oh God. And we thank you, God, for supplying our every needs and peace in the country, God. Look on our president, God, oh God, and Congress and all, God. Help them, God. Give them the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, that it will be your way, God. And, oh God, we want to thank you, Lord, because without you, we are nothing, oh Lord. We want to thank you, God, for making the crooked road straight, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, Lord. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we bless you that you set up a circle of protection around us while we pray. We thank you, Lord, that your name is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are safe. We decree and declare safe passage as we walk. We tread on snakes. We tread on scorpions. We tread on all unclean demonic forces as we are able to pull down every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And we thank you, Lord God, for divine protection over every assault, alabosheta, of the enemy, every assault, even on our jobs, even in our bodies, even through our most intimate relationships, Father God. We bind the hand of the enemy that would use our loved ones against us. We bind the hand of the enemy that would rise up even in our communities and even on our jobs. We bind the hand of the enemy and we shut the mouths of the naysayers in the name of Jesus. And we speak forth the perfection of our day. Today shall be the best that God has to offer, for every good and perfect gift and expansion is our portion. Comes from you, Father God, for our name is great in the earth. Thank you, Lord God. And every good and perfect gift comes from you, Father. Nothing shall impede our purpose and our assignment upon the earth, Lord God, that you have ordained for us. We walk in the timing of the Lord. We shall manifest
greatness and excellence, bringing glory to you, Father, for you bless the works of our hands. For you said, if we shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, to observe to do all that you command us, that all of these blessings shall come upon us and overtake us. We thank you, Lord God, for overtaking us with your glory, overtaking us with prosperity, overtaking us with your healing, overtaking us with your love, overtaking us with your favor, overtaking us with expansion and every open door. When the enemy comes in, Father God, one way, he must flee seven ways. We decree and declare an uncovering and an exposing of every adversary, bringing them to an open shame, Father God. Let them be ashamed that they have even come against us, Lord God, because of our right conversation and our right behavior and our right walk and our right judgments. We thank you, Lord God, for integrity in our walk, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force, and we violently snatch back our healing. For Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, we snatch, Lord God, her victory. For our bishop and our first lady, Pastor Deborah, and the company of prophets, we snatch the victory. We snatch the move of God on behalf of the people of God in Ghana. We snatch the mind for the people, Lord God, the elders who are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's. We snatch back their minds. We snatch back their health, Lord God. And those, Lord God, that are incarcerated, not even only in jail, but God, even incarcerated in addiction, incarcerated in their minds and in their emotions, we pull down every stronghold and declare their healing and victory in the name of Jesus. We pray for every home member, Lord God, and we pray for everyone on this call, everyone who has submitted a prayer request. We decree healing and breakthrough. We decree healing and deliverance. We decree healing and righteousness, Lord God, for righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Father God, we decree and declare victory in our places of employment, and we curse the efforts of the enemy to interfere with our peace on our jobs. We curse every work of the enemy to try to derail us on our jobs. We curse every hand of the enemy that would rise up against us on our jobs. And we decree, Lord God, that if the thief be found, he must pay full restitution. And every enemy that would come to rob us of our peace, to rob us of our joy, must pay full restitution. We decree and declare 70 times 7, Lord God, of the joy, of the peace, of the favor, of the advancement, of the elevation, of the restoration, Lord God. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough, healing, Lord God, and deliverance, favor for everyone on this call, even now, and their households that's represented, blessings that make it rich and added no sorrow. We release the healing and restoration upon your people on this call, even now. Let your healing flow. Let everyone on this call experience your healing flowing from the top of their heads to the tip of their toes, Lord God. Miraculous healing, mental healing from stress, worry, and anxiety over housing matters, transportation matters, evil report, Lord God, worry over loved ones. Lord God, let your healing and repair be manifest even now in the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen and amen. Prophetess Bethany, the announcements, please.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, good morning to each and every one of you. Join us right here at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard for our daily conference call with the Master Prophet. And check your emails, people of God. We are in a season of abundance, so you want to be a part of what is happening. Check your email. Then after the 9 a.m. Conference call, we will have our 12 noon Pop Life Radio. Now, we want to encourage you to join us back at 12 noon for the Pop Life show. Also, we will be starting our evening conference calls again, so listen out for that, and you want to be a part of that with the prophets. Amen. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen, and join us again for another Midnight Cry, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bring someone. Advertise on your Facebook page. Let's usher in a spirit of revival on these calls. Let the power of God explode in your lives because you've chosen to be a blessing to someone else. Amen. And I heard the rebroadcast, and Archbishop is asking for a seat. So if this prayer call is being a blessing to you, amen, and you believe in the work of the Lord through Archbishop and the expansion of the prophetic, amen, I challenge you to sow a seed even now. And God bless you, and thank you for joining us for another Midnight Cry. I know Pastor Deborah is pleased, and I know she's going to have a lot to share when she returns. So we just want her to know that this call is going forth and that she needs not to be concerned, that we are going to be faithful. And amen, we want this to expand because that is her heart's desire. Amen. God bless you and good night.
Good night. God bless you.
God bless you. Good night. Peace.